Today's Shi'ez Masechta Yuma Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Ikad Amri. In yesterday's Gemara, we had a question that Reb Zeira had posed to Reb Yochanan. In today's Gemara, the Gemara begins with Ikad Amri, a different version of how that what was the question and the dialogue between Reb Zeira and Reb Yochanan. And many... there are two pshatim in this Gemara. One is the approach that Rashi takes to the Gemara, and one is the approach that Tosfos takes to the Gemara. According to Rashi's approach, Rashi's girsa in the Gemara, there are serious parts of the Gemara that Rashi removes from the Gemara. Tosfos keeps them in the Gemara, and we'll try to explain the Gemara according to both approaches. Ikadamri, so yesterday's Gemara, Reb Zeira asked Reb Yochanan, v'chi yesh l'cha avoida shekshar b'layla, are there any avoidas that may be done by night, upsul b'zor? Now the Gemara has a different version. Ikadamri, maskul of Reb Zeira, is Reb Zeira's question to Reb Yochanan, is v'chi yesh l'cha avoida shiyesh l'cha avoida, is there a situation where the avoida that we are speaking about is not the end of a series of avoiders, v'chi yesh l'cha avoida shiyesh acher avoida, and still psul bazar. That means that is over v'chayiv misa. The Gemara's question is that we learned earlier in our perek on daf chaf dal ramad aleph that a zar is not chayiv misa for doing an avoida only when it's an avoida tama. And we explained that the definition of avoida tama is that there's no other avoida afterwards. So therefore, Reb Zeira's question to Reb Yochanan is, why is the halacha that you said that if a zar did see the marocha, if the zar put up the wood on the mizbeach, he's chai misa, the see the marocha is not considered the end of a series in avoidus, because after you do the see the marocha, you have to put on the shnei gzirei etzim. So therefore, how come you say, asks Reb Zeira to Reb Yochanan, that there's chiv misa for doing so. So the next piece of Gemara, Rashi, as we see in the top Rashi here on the Amid, does not have as part of his girsa in the Gemara, but Tosfos includes it. And Tosfos says that the Gemara now is asking, for Evarim Pedarim, Soif Avoida Divamahir. The avoida of the Evarim Pedarim should be considered something that has an avoida after them. Because after we burn the Evarim Pedarim on the Mizbeach, we also do Trumas Hadeshen on those Evarim Pedarim. And yet, we consider that Haktaras Eim Avarim avoida for which is Zaras Chai Misa. So answers the Mara, Saif avoida yamamihi. It's considered the end of the avoida that took place by the day. In other words, Trumas Hadeshen is a day avoida, and this is the night avoida. Ask the Gemara, but again, according to Tosfos's question, what about Hare Trumas Hadeshen? Again, according to Rashi, this is not part of the Gemara. According to Tosfos, the Gemara's question is that why is there a halacha that according to Rav, that if a Zohar did the Trumas Hadeshen, his Chayiv Misa, the Trumas Hadeshen has afterward the Hatzoras Hadeshen. And since it has afterwards the Hatzoras Hadeshen, that should make that it's not considered an Avoida Tama. And if it's not Avoida Tama because there's another Avoida afterwards, why is the Zohar Chayiv Misa? Answers the Gemara, Tchilas Avoida Dimamihi. Again, Rashi doesn't have this, but according to Tosfos, the Tosfos says that because the Trumas Hadeshen was done every day, this is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, Trumas Hadeshen was done every day, the avoida of Hatzoras Hadeshen, of removing that Deshen outside to the Beis Hadeshen was not done every day, and therefore it's not considered an avoida that has after it another avoida. Says the Gemara, Eliyatmar, because of this question that Reb Zeira just asked, that if that's the case, so why is Reb Zeira is asking Reb Yochanan, why is a Zohar Chai for Siddur Merocha if it's not the end of a series? Because afterwards we have the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Because of this, says the Gemara, Elyitma Hochyitma. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zohar Shesida Shnei Gzira Eitzim. The Siddur Merocha, indeed, there is no Chiv Misa. Because there can't be Chiv Misa for an Avoida, which is not an Avoida Tama. What the Gemara means to say is that if the Zohar did the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim, then he'll be chayiv misa. Hoyel v'avoyd tamihi. It's considered the end of a series. It's considered the end of a series of avoyda. Amar maskula Rava. So Rava says if it's considered, if Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim is considered such a significant an avoyda that it's an avoyda tama, and a zohar is chayiv misa for it, ask the Gemara to buy pious. It should require a geirul if it's so significant. Answers the Gemara, v'loy boy pious. What are you saying, Rava, says the Gemara to Rava? Is it doesn't require pious? V'tanya, haven't we learned at the beginning of this perek, mi shezoch v'trumas adeshen, whichever kohen won the privilege of doing the trumas adeshen, yiske b'sidish ne'gzer eitzim. Indeed, did get the privilege of doing Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So we see it is that does have a pious. What are you asking? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. What the Gemara meant to ask is, Loi, yes, Yifayis L'Bafnei Atzmai. If it's considered so special, it's an avoid tamo. It's something that the Zohar is Chai Misa. So then they should have a special goyrel for it. Why is it just included with the pious that's done for the person who gets the Trumas Adeshin? So Taisus asks, just because an Avoid is considered very special doesn't mean that it should have its own goyrel. As we've said so many times, certainly when it comes to bringing a carbon, there's nothing more significant than the Zrikas HaKarbon. The Zrikas HaKarbon, as we've learned many times, is what affects the Kapara. And yet, Zrika doesn't have its own pious. So, Taisus answers, two Turutzim. One Teretz Taisus says, is that since the Aktaris Emrim is required to be able to eat from the carbon, so we see that although Zrika is very important, it still needs something more. It needs the Aktaris Emrim. Furthermore, says Taisvis, after the Zerika is done, there are many avoidas that are done in the course of the day. However, after the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim, there were no other avoidas. And that's why the Gemara asked the question on the Zerika, asked the question on Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim, even though it didn't ask such a question on Zerika. Answers the Gemara, the reason they did not do a special goyrel for the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim, Kraminen, is like we said at the beginning of the parak. Because there was the concern that the Kohanim will not come to participate in the goyrel of the Trumas Hadeshen. Because as we explained at the beginning of this parak, it's done early in the morning. It involves taking ash off the Mizbeach. And there was a real concern that the Kohanim are not going to want to participate. So the way they got the Kohanim interested in participating in that was by saying that, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be the Kohen that's going to win the Goyro. So the way they got the Kohanim to participate was by saying that if you're going to also win the Goyro of this, the Trumas Hadeshen, you're also going to get the opportunity to do the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So that's why the special reason they made no special Goyro for this. Says the Gemara, Lememra. So the way we're learning now is, in order for Zohar to be chayiv misa, in order to be to have an avoida for which there is a goyrul, it has to be an avoida tama, an avoida at the end of a series, and also has to be something that the Zohar is chayiv misa. Lememra, so ask the Gemara, the avoida tama of Zohar chayiv la misa, only when you have those conditions, boy pious, ain't Zohar Chayiv Misa. But if it's not a void for which a Zohar is Chayiv Misa, loy boy pious, there is no requirement for a Goyrul. Reish Shchita, which we learned in our previous year, is certainly an avoider that has afterwards other avoiders. The shechita is only the first step in the preparation of the Karban Tamid. And furthermore, as we learned in yesterday's shir, the halacha is that the zor could do the shechita or the Karban. And yet, we learned that we made a pious, very shechita, and we did a gairal for it. Answers, the Gemara Shani, shechita. Shechita is unique, the tchilas avoida d'imamihi. It's the first avoida of the day, and that makes it very special. And again, the next lines of the Gemara are not in Rashi's girsa, but on Tosfos' girsa. Lememra, asked the Gemara, the avoida tam abay pious, that only an avoida tam requires a gairal. Avoida shiesh avra loy bay pious. The Gemara's question is, that is that true? That if there's another avoida, there is no pious? Ask the Gemara, v'rei parim p'darim soif avoida yimamahi, and I trims Varim Padarim. The Gemara's question is that Avarim Padarim are done by night, and the Trumas Hadeshin is also done by night, and therefore the Avarim Padarim should not be considered an avoided Tamid, and still the halacha is that we made a pious for the Avarim Padarim. Answers the Gemara, Soif avoided the Imamihi. Don't look at the Avarim Padarim and the Trumas Hadeshin as one avoider, followed by another avoider. Avarim Padarim are the last avoider that's done by day, and the Trumas Hadeshin is considered an avoider that begins the day. So there's a disconnect between these two avoiders, and therefore, Yechayi for the Avarim Padarim, it's considered an avoider which there is no other avoider afterwards. Then ask the Gemara again, according to Tosfos, Harei Trumas Hadeshin. The Gemara's question is, the Trumas Hadeshin, that every day that they do Hatzos Hadeshin, and it's not what they sometimes they did Hatzos Hadeshin, and sometimes they didn't do Hatzos Hadeshin. Now the question is, since sometimes they did Hatzos Hadeshin after the Trumas Hadeshin, it should not be considered a avoided tama. And since it should not be considered an avoided tama, why do we do a pious? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. As we began the Perek, the original way that they decided who should do the Trumas Hadeshin was with the race, but the race caused terrible repercussions, and that's why, even though maybe technically it should not fall into the category of avoiders for which we should do a gairal, here there was no choice. Amma Mazutra, so now the Gemara brings a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Siddush Negzeri Eitzim is considered an avoid the Tama. Says the Gemara, Omer Mezutra V'Temer of Ashi, Afanan Nami Tanina, that Siddush Negzeri Eitzim should be considered an avoid the Tama, not like the opinion of Rav and Levi, who say on Daf Chof Dalid that they're not considered an avoid the Tama, because since you do Sidu Avarim afterwards, because it says, we're going to learn, Omer Mamamunah, the Skan told them, Tzu Ru'u and Megiyaz Man Shechita. When in the morning they wanted to bring the Karban Tamid, and they went up to see if the time for the Shechita came, Vilus Man Sidu Gzira Eitzim like Tani. The Sidu Gzira Eitzim every morning was done before the Karban Tamid. So we see that it's not considered part of the morning Avoida. It's the Shiddush Negzira Eitzim is considered the end of the Sida Marocha, and therefore the Sida Avarim afterwards is a new Avoida, and therefore it's considered an Avoida Tama. As says the Gemara, it's not necessarily compelling proof. It could be that we'll say that the Shnei Gzira Eitzim was done by night and not by day. Why did he not tell them, therefore, why didn't they go out of their way to see if it's time to do the Sida Shnei Gzira Eitzim? Answers the Gemara, the less later kanta ktani. If, as we learned in our previous year, they shechted the Karban Tamid at the wrong time before the day began, it's too late to do it afterwards. It can't be repaired. However, avalhach, the Siddush Negzera Eitzim, even though it's supposed to be done by day, is later kanta. It could be repaired. If they did it too early, they could undo it and do it again. And therefore, like ktani, it should not be learned. It's very interesting. This is Nageya to Halach Lamaisa. Because the Magen Avraham points out that Kabbonis, those of us who say Kabbonis before davening every morning, says the Magen Avraham, the Pasha of Trumaset, and you get up early in the morning, and it's still before the Alois, so says the Magen Avraham, you could still say the Pasha of Trumas Hadeshen, because Trumas Hadeshen can be done at night, as we've learned so many times in our Perek. But on the other hand, the Avoida of Siddush Negzira Eitzim, which we learned now is really supposed to be done by day, and the only reason it's not mentioned so specifically is, as we learned, because if you didn't do it by day, if you did it too early, it's something that can be repaired. So the parsha of Siddush Negzira Eitzim that people say in Kabbonis should not be said before the Alois HaShachar. Every morning, as we said, the first thing that they first carbon that was brought every day was the carbon tamid. And even though in halacha, normally when we speak about what's considered the beginning of the day, we usually try to say that the day doesn't begin until the nights. Truthfully, the day really begins by the Alois HaShachar. The Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes, according to most Paiskim, is 72 minutes, Hadron Lach Bereshayna. So as we said, the carbon tamid is the first carbon that's brought every day. And normally, the beginning of the day is considered by the nights, but really the beginning of the day is by the alois, which is 72 minutes before the nights. So even though in most areas of halacha, particularly when we speak about Hilchas Tefillah, we begin with we wait till the nights. When it comes to the Karmat Tamid, we start by the Alois HaShachar. Because when we speak about the Karmat Tamid, where the Torah goes out of the way to say, explains the Ramban, Tasa B'Boiker, the Torah wanted specifically that this carbon should be brought at the beginning of the day, as early as possible. And since the day really does begin by the Alois HaShachar, we can bring the carbon tamid shel shachar even at the beginning of the day. I saw others explain, when it comes to other mitzvahs, where every individual does the mitzvah himself, so there we're concerned that if we're going to allow it to be done early, we're going to allow it to be done early in the day at the time of Alois HaShachar, people may make an error and do it even earlier than that. And because of that, Chazal said we should wait till Neitzachama, because when it's Neitzachama, we could be certain that it's already day and nobody will have ended up doing the carbon or whatever mitzvah we're speaking about too early in the day. But when we speak about the Tamid Shel Shachar, which we've been saying so many times in our Masechta, the carbon tamid is a carbon tzibur. A tzibur, we don't have that concern. We're not concerned that the tzibur is going to do something the wrong way. It's going to be brought not before the Alois HaShachar, as we're going to explain in the Mishnah now. It's going to be brought at the right time. And in fact, from here we see that we know that the halacha is v'orach aleha oila, and the Gemara darshins that the carbon tamid has to be the first carbon that's brought every day. And that's why, as we just explained, we were careful to make sure it's brought first carbon by Alois HaShachar. That's the first carbon done every day, because there's something special that refers to a carbon that belongs to the tzibur, that belongs to the entire community. And in fact, the Shailos HaTshuvos Binyamin Zev explains that we see from here the importance of a tzibur. He discusses a situation where there was a shul that had a Sefer Torah that belonged to an individual. And then the community was able to get together and pay for a Sefer Torah that would be owned by the tzibur. So this individual who owned the Sefer Torah, from which they read all the time, says, I have a chazakah. I want my Sefer Torah, my private Sefer Torah, to be continued to be used by the tzibur. The tzibur said, no, the Sefer Torah that's owned by the community is considered very special, and therefore, since it's considered very special, that should be the Sefer Torah that's used. And he paskins, and he uses our Gemara as a raya, that here we see the importance of something that belongs to a tzibur. And since we're learning from here the importance something belongs to the tzibur Sefer Torah has precedence. He does, however, say that because the other this individual has a claim, all the years when you needed a Sefer Torah, you used my Sefer Torah. Now because the tzibur has a Sefer Torah, should my Sefer Torah be ignored? He says they should work out an arrangement that every couple of weeks they should also use the Sefer Torah that belongs to the Yachid, not to exclude his Sefer Torah. So says the Gemara, Amal HaMemunah, they started the day, and the Memunah would speak to them. And as Machlokes Rishonim, who was the Memunah? Rashi explains that the Kohen Gadol had a skan, had an assistant, and the Memunah is the skan. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that the Memunah was a special person who was appointed for that position. And the Memunah would go say to them, Tzuru'u emegiyaz man shechita. Please go and see if the time to shech the carbon came. So the Meiri explains, as we spoke about in the previous perek, in the previous prokem, there was Gvini Kruz. The one of the individuals who had a position in the Beis HaMikdash was Gvini Kruz, the person who used to make the announcement that would wake up the Kohanim. And that's why he says, the Gemara, says the Meiri, that the Memunah, whoever that individual was, would tell Gvini Kruz, go and see if the time, go climb up on the wall of the Azara or on the roof to see if the time for bringing the carbon tamid came. Imigia zman shchita. Imigia, if the time came, haraya omer barkoi. We'll see what barkoi means. Masiv ben sholomer, he said, heir pnei kol ha-mizrachat shebechevron. He would be careful to say that it came up all the way till Chevron. For who Omer Hain, and we'll see how that dialogue went. Says the Gemara, V'lama hutzru chukach, why did they have to go through all this procedure to determine this? Says the Gemara, Shepam achas olam or alavana. One time it was still the moon that was visible. V'dimu here at Mezrach, but they made a mistake that it was the sun that comes up on the east side. V'shachtu as a tamid, and assuming that it was already day, that's why they shechted the carbon tamid. And then they realized that it was too early, and at Tziul Beis HaSreifa, they ended up needing to discard that carbon tamid. So the Yishalmi discusses, how can we trust one individual to tell us that it's ready, that the sun came up? We always need two Adam. So Rishami answers that since it's a milsa davida leguya, it's something that's going to become public, we're going to see if the sun came up, that's why an Eid Echad is Neman. To which the Achroinim ask, but isn't there a rule that Eid Echad Neman Bisurim? We always trust one Eid, so why don't we trust this one Eid Echad? So the Chazon Yecheskel answers, since there's a chazaka that it's night, there was night, and it was a time when you could not check the carbon. So an Eid Echad is not trusted against the Chazaka unless it's the situation as we said here. So Rashi Masechta Menachos, Rashi here and Tosfos Masechta Menachos says, the why was the statement made at Shebechevron? Because we want to start the day mentioning Yishenei Chevron, our others who are buried in Chevron in the Maris of Machpelah. And there's an interesting machloikus rishonim. Since we specifically want to start the day mentioning the avos, was this every day that they made the statement, or was it only on Yom Kippur? The Meiri says that it was every day. Every day they wanted to start the day by mentioning the schus avos. The Ritva says it was only on Yom Kippur that we need the schusim of the avos that they mentioned Yom Kippur. And that's why the Rashba in a tshuva says that every time we begin Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why? Because says the Rashba, just like they began specifically according to the Meiri, every day in the Beis HaMikdash by mentioning the Schus Ovis, so too every day, every time we start a tefillah, we want to mention the Schus Ovis. Moreover, there's a famous story that one of the Talmidei HaGra wrote a siddur, wrote a pirush on the siddur, and came to his Rebbe, the Gra, to ask him for haskama on the siddur. And the Gra opened the siddur, and the first thing that he saw on the siddur was Adon Olam. And this Talmud wrote that the reason we begin our tefillah every day with Adon Olam is because the Gemara says that in Masechta Brachos that miyom shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam lo haya Adam shekara l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam. From when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam at shebar Avram Avinu v'kara Adam, until Avram Avinu came and called him Adam. So he said in that pirush that that's why, just like we start the day in the Beis HaMikdash with mentioning the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so we start out feel every day with Adon Olam to mention Avram Avinu at the beginning of our tefillah. So said the Gra, I don't have to look at the rest of the Siddur. This Vart alone is special enough and true enough that the Siddur deserves a Haskama, even if I didn't see anything else. The Brisk Rav points out that here we see that the Karmen Tamid has to be brought first thing in the morning. Says the Brisk Rav, not only must it be brought first thing in the morning, but let's say somebody brought, as we just said, there was a situation where they brought the Karmen Tamid too early. They once brought the Karmen Tamid, as we just learned, when it was still night. Says the Brisk Rav, that not only is it not considered a valid carbon tamid, but it's considered a posle carbon. It had to be burnt, because the carbon that was bought at that time is a disqualified carbon. So the Gemara continues with the schedule of the day. Haridu kohen gadol beis tefillah, that they would bring the kohen gadol to the mikvah before he does the shechita on the carbon tamid. This is on Yom Kippur. There was a rule in the Beis HaMikdash, kol ha-mesach es raglov, whoever defecated ta'an tefillah would have to go to the mikvah. For kol ha-matl mayim, and anyone who urinated requires kiddush adayim reglayim. And therefore, since this is the time where the kohen gadol gets up in the morning, he went to the bathroom, he needed to have tefillah, and he had to have, or if he urinated, he had to have kiddush adayim reglayim. So I saw that the Sfasemis points out, if the Kohen Gadol got up very early and he went to the bathroom and he went to the mikveh afterwards, that would not be sufficient. Because as we've learned and will learn many times in this Masechta, that the Kohen Gadol had to have chamesh tefillos, five times going to the mikveh, and 10 times kiddush yodayim v'reglayim during the course of Yom Kippur. And the Sfasemis says that they all had to take place on Yom Kippur itself. And since they all had to take place on Yom Kippur himself, any tefillah that would take place earlier than that would not be considered a valid tefillah. So we had a discussion in our Mishnah what took place every morning in the knowing if it's time to bring the Karmen Tamid. Says the Gemara Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a Barak Barakoi. That the person who made the announcement would say that Barak Barakoi became light. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ola Barakoi, it's much lighter. In other words, that as Rashi explains, Ola represents a stronger definition of light. It's lighter when Ola than Barak. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, the time for shechting the Karmen Tamid was later than the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Nechama ben Apakshin Omer, Af Barakoi Bechevron. He went on to say that it went all the way till the Bechevron, it's already light. Masi ben Shmuel, Hamun al Paimaisis Omer, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Atche Bechevron, that the entire east side is lit till Chevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Heirav Mezach Atche B'Chevron, Yotzu Kol Am Ish L'Melech Dai. That it's so late that it already became light in Chevron and everybody went out to work. Asked the Gemara, if that's the case, the time that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is saying is Nogalei Tuva. It's very late. If it's already so light and everybody's going out to work, isn't that already too late? And why did they wait to bring the Karma Tumen until such a late time? Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean that they went out to work. That would indeed be very light. What it meant is, Lischa Pa'alim Kamrinan, that they went to hire workers. And hiring workers was done actually earlier. They first got up early. The people who needed to hire workers got up earlier to hire the workers. It's not such a late time. Says the Gemara. The Gemara discusses now, what is the time for davening mincha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra, Tzlusid Avram, when did Avram Avinu daven mincha? Mechimashri Kosli, when there was a shade starting. That means right by Chatzos. And that's when is the right time to daven mincha. So of course, many Rishonim asked the question that our Gemara is attributing Tfilas Mincha to Avram Avinu. But we know, it's calling it Tzlusid Avram. But we know that Yitzchak was the one that introduced Tfilas Mincha. So the Pasha Pshat is that, yes, Yitzchak Avinu was the one that introduced Tfilas Mincha, but after Yitzchak Avinu introduced Tfilas Mincha, Avram Avinu also davened it. The Tosfos Yeshayahu says that Avram Avinu davened mincha. But Avram Avinu did not institute that everybody is mechuyev to daven mincha. It was Yitzchak that said that everybody should daven mincha. Another teretz that the Ben Yoyada explains is that since Avram Avinu was the first person that davened, so that's why all the tefillahs, even the tefillahs that he didn't actually institute, is the tefillah that is counted as if Avram Avinu instituted those tefillahs. So the Seich Yitzchak discusses, we're learning the purpose, the Mishnah, the Gemara that we just began, is speaking about the morning. When is Lois Shachar? When do we bring the Tamid Shel Shachar? And all of a sudden now the Gemara comes in to teach us what is the time to daven mincha. Why are we speaking about mincha when the Gemara is speaking about shachris? So he says that the reason is that just like our Gemara said, that they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar first thing in the morning. So where do we see that somebody should daven the Kabbonis and the tefillahs correspond to each other? Where do we see that somebody should daven or do something at the first opportunity? We learn it from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu taught us that as soon as the time for mincha came, that's when they davened mincha. And the same thing is that as soon as we could bring the Talmud Shel Shachar, as we spoke about at the beginning of this perek, we bring the Karmat Talmud Shel Shachar at that point, at the Alois Shachar, we do not delay. But then, which really opens up another question. When is the proper time to daven mincha? Is the proper time to daven mincha by mincha gedoyla, as soon as one can daven the mincha? Or is the proper time to daven mincha by 9.5 hours in the day, by mincha ktana? That's when the korban tamid shebein abayim was brought every day, and the tefillas mincha is connected to tamid shebein abayim. So I sort of mefarshim suggest that there's a machlokes, and we'll see there are reasons to daven earlier and to daven later. The Shari Tshuva in Simon Reish Tzadik in Simon Reish Lamed Hey Sifkotin Beis says that the Arizal daven mincha only close to the Shkia, because that's what the Gemara means. You should daven them in Dumei Chama. We should daven it close to when they brought the Talmud Shebein Abayim. Other Paiskim say that you should daven mincha earlier. Particularly the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, if you're concerned that if you're not going to daven earlier, you may come to forget to daven. There are issues if the zman for davening came. Are you allowed to work? Are you allowed to learn? Are you allowed to eat? So they hold to daven earlier. And actually, that machlokes was Avram Avinu and Yitzchak. Avram Avinu held that we should daven earlier, and that was what the Gemara just said. And Yitzchak davened later. So now we could understand When the Gemara says Slusid Avram, when we're speaking about the mincha that Avram Avinu davened, yes, the mincha that Avram Avinu davened was a mincha that was davened earlier, and the mincha that Yitzchak davened was a mincha that was davened later. So again, says the Gemara, Amrav Safra, Slusid Avram Mikimashkri Kosel. Amr Rav Yosef, to which Rav Yosef asks, Anan me Avram Nekev Enigmar, are we learning from Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was the Zoris. There was nobody that was more Zoris to do a mitzvah. And therefore, how do we learn from, so Avram Davin then, but what does that have to do with us? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rava, Tana Ganam Avram. The Tana, I'm going to show you, says Rava, learned from Avram Avinu this in this concept of Zrizim Magdinim Mitzvahs, but non loy gamrinimene, should we not learn from him? The Tanya, the Brisa says, B'yoyim Shmini Yima Psar Losai, Melamet Shekala Yoyim Koshalamila. The entire day one could do the bris mila on the eighth day from the child's birth. However, Zrizim Magdinim Mitzvahs, because we see from Avram Avinu, Shnema V'yashkeim Avram Baboik V'yachvash, Avram got up early in the morning to do the mitzvah. So it's an interesting machloikus. When we shine him, is Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs a chi of the Raisa? Or is it only a nice thing to do? So the Meiri says that since this concept of Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs that we learned from Avram Avinu is something that happened before Matan Torah, so Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs is only a Drabonon, it's only something that should be done preferably, but it's not absolutely required. Others say that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is absolutely necessary. And I did see that the Gilyonei HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, says that by Bris Mila, Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is absolutely necessary. In other words, by all mitzvahs, Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is something preferable that should be done, but it's not absolutely necessary. When we speak about Bris Mila, Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is absolutely necessary. And that's why I saw the Poskim say, when somebody has a choice to make a Bris Mila, they can make it later in the day and have more people attend the Bris Mila, Roiv Am Hadras Melech, or we can make it earlier in the day, but we won't have such a large audience to the Bris Mila. So they say, as long as there's going to be a minyan by the Bris Mila, make it as early as possible, because of what we just learned, Zrizim Magdimim LaMitzvahs. So the Gemara's question again is, why? Of course we learn from Avram Avinu. So I saw that the Avni Nezer asks, shouldn't the Gemara say Zrizim, it should have said Zrizim Magdimim HaMitzvahs? The Zrizim do the mitzvah as early as possible. What does it mean when it says Zrizim Magdimim LaMitzvahs? So he explains that what we learn from Zrizim Magdimim LaMitzvahs is that the time that we spend for a chana for the mitzvah, a time to preparation for the mitzvah, that is part of being a Zoris and doing a mitzvah properly. Zrizim Magdimim, before they do a mitzvah, Magdimim, they prepare themselves to do a mitzvah. What was the question? The Tanan, we learned the Masechta Pesachim and Afnun Chesam and Aleph. Chal Arvi Pesachim Lias Be'erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, and we want to be able to bring the Karman Pesach as early as possible, because we want to, of course, avoid Chil Shabbos. But as we also learned the Masechta Pesachim, the Karman Tamid is brought before Karman Pesach. Nishchat B'Sheish Shemassa. The Karban Tamid is Geshok M'Sheisa Machza. The Karban, then it's completed by Sheva Machza, by 7.5 hours in the day. And then we bring the Karban Pesach. But now, if we're saying that the time for Mincha, the time for Mincha when Avram Avinu davened was by 12 o'clock, so Nishkate Mekim Mashkri Kosli, why don't we bring it already at 12? And we'll have more time for the Karban Pesach and be more confident in not being able and not coming to Chil Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, my kusha. The question is not really a fair question because Dilma, the coastal base of Migdish, b'sheish amechza meshri. So most Rishonim explained the Gemara that the walls of the base of Migdash were not straight. Mishum d'loy mechavni tevi. They were tapered at the top. When is the sun directly above the wall and start going to the other side is when you have a straight wall. But when you have a slanty wall, it won't be noticeable until later. And therefore, since it's not noticeable until 6.5 hours in the day, that's why they waited to bring the Talmud Shebein Abayim until 6.5 hours in the day. another reason why they waited in the Beis HaMikdash, and not like Avraham Avinu, who brought it exactly, who davened mincha exactly at Chatzos. Shani Avraham, that's Tinnis Gedoy Lahoysa Belibay. Avraham Avinu was an expert, and Avraham Avinu said, knew exactly when it was Chatzos and when you could daven mincha. Most other people aren't such experts, and therefore they couldn't tell. And the Sfasemis explains the Gemara, that there's a special point in davening when different points of the day change, when it becomes day, when it becomes afternoon. But Avraham Avinu, who was able to figure that out perfectly, therefore Avraham Avinu davened exactly b'chatzos. We, who don't have that ability, should wait for a half an hour afterwards. Inami, another explanation, says the Gemara Mishum, the Zokim v'yoshim b'yeshiva hava. Avraham Avinu was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he won't make a mistake. In other words, the reason we only bring the Talmud Shemayin Abayim 6.5 hours into the day is because we don't want to make an error and dive in too early. Avraham Avinu was a Zokin Yosh B'Yeshiva, was a big Talmud Chacham, and he didn't make that mistake. So the Rav Shimon Shkop explains, what does it mean when the Gemara says here, Avraham Avinu Zokin Yosh B'Yeshiva? He says that the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, that Pei Zayin of an Aleph says, Ad Avram, until the time of Avram Avinu, Lohoysa Zikna. And therefore, Mandam, says the Gemara, Mandam Boy Yishtoi Badi Avram. If somebody wanted to speak with Avram Avinu, he Mishtoi Badi Yitzchak. He could get confused and speak with Yitzchak. Badi Yitzchak, somebody wanted to speak with Yitzchak, Ha Mishtoi Badi Avram. Says the Gemara, Os Avram, Avram Avinu came along, a boy Zikna, he asked that people should get old. Shnem Avram Zokim Boba Yomim. So what does that mean? That Avraham Avinu was an older person, and Avraham Avinu, and why did Avraham Avinu want that people should realize who's older? Because you want to be able to daven, to learn from people who spent their lives already learning. And that's what the Gemara says. Avraham Zokin, he was an older person, and Yoshi B'Yeshiva, and he sat in Yeshiva teaching people Torah. And that's why he wanted to be older, that people should come to learn by him, versus somebody else. So I saw the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this is where we know the concept of yeshiva. A yeshiva is called a yeshiva. So he says, why is a yeshiva called a yeshiva? He says, the Gemara Masechet Gedushin, Daf Mem Amud Bey, says, Misha Eina Mikba Mishnah, somebody who doesn't know how to learn, Eina Mine Yishuv. He's not considered part of the world. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Avraham Avinu Zokin Yoshi B'Yeshiva. Somebody who sits and learns is learning B'Yeshuva. He's acting with what's important in the world. What does the Gemara mean? I saw from Gishtetna B'Zitzal. What does it mean, Zokin? He says, there are people that get older, and when they get older, they say, we already did what we had to do, and they want to slow down. What Avraham Avinu taught us was that even though he's a Zokin, he's an elderly person, Yosha B'Yeshiva, he still sat and learned. He never stopped learning. Says the Gemara, Dar Rav Chamer Rav Chanina, Mimeim Shal V'Seinu, Loi Parshi Yeshiva Mehem. Our office never stopped learning. Mimitzrayim Yeshiva Mehem, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lech V'Safta Ziknei, Yisrael, when they were in the midbar, there was a yeshiva with them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Israeli shivim ish mezikne Yisrael. Avraham Avinu zokim v'yashu b'yeshiva hava shenemar. Avraham zokim ba b'yamim. Yitzchak Avinu zokim v'yashu b'yeshiva hava shenemar. V'hi kezokin Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu zokim v'yashu b'yeshiva hama shenemar. Eina Yisrael kovdim mezokin, that he stopped. He got weak because he was still continuing. He was constantly continuing to learn. So I saw that the Siva Shalom says, what did they learn in the yeshivas of the Ovis? He says, they learned in the yeshiva of the Ovis, Midas. It was a world that didn't have yet the Torah. They didn't have Shas yet. They sat and they learned what were the proper way to behave. The Ksav Sofer says that the Rambam writes in a letter to his son, a person comes to this world for a certain purpose. He should do what he was sent to this world to do, and then he should go back. But why do people want and need to have Arichas Yomim? So they should teach other people Torah and teach people how to behave. So that's the Gemara. That's what Tzedek Sasoifer, that's what the Gemara means. Zaken v'yoshe b'yeshiva. He was a Zaken. Why did he live long? Because Yoshe b'yeshiva, he was sitting and learning all of the, he was sitting and learning all of the time. Eliezer of Avram continues the Gemara, Zaken v'yoshe b'yeshiva v'shnema v'yom Avram avdo zakan beisoy ha-moshe b'chol shaloi simna yotcha tach sirechi Amr Rabbi Lazar Shemosh Mataris Rabbi. What does it mean? That he learned all of the Torah that Avram Avinu taught him. Then the pasuk continues in describing Eliezer, Damesek Eliezer, Amr Belezer. Damesek stands for Shadoilu Umashk Mitarasha Sharab Alachem. He taught other people the Torah that he learned from Avram Avinu. In other words, I saw that the Mefarshim explained the what was the greatness of Avram Avinu, of Eliezer. First he spent time learning what he's supposed to know. And then after amassing all of that learning, what he did was he took that learning and he taught it to others. Says the Gemara, Amar Avram, Amar Rav, Kiyim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah. Shnema, Ekev, Shishama Avram B'Koyli. Maybe what it means was that he was Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, but not anymore. Says the Gemara, that can't be. So we know for sure that he did the Bris Mila. Ask the Gemara, V'Emeshev Mitzvahs U'Mila, that he did the Zayim Mitzvahs and the Mila. How do we know they did all the Mitzvahs? Amalei, says the Gemara, Im Kain Mitzvoisei V'Sarosei L'Amalei. What does the Torah say they did? Mitzvoisei V'Sarosei. It must be that he did all Taryag Mitzvahs. And when we learn this Gemara, that he did Kol HaTorah Kula, there's an interesting discussion amongst the Mefarshim. Was it only Avram Avinu, or was it all the Avos? The Ramos in the Tshuva seems to say that it was only Avram Avinu. Others say that all the Avos did the Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Parashas Terachim asks a question. He says, we know that the halacha is Goy Sheshavas. If a guy keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. So if the Avos weren't yet Yisraelim, how are they allowed to be Chayim Shabbos? A Goy Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. So he brings a raya from here that the Avos were already considered Bnei Yisrael. But there are many different answers given to this teret, to this question. The Panim Yafis suggests that we know that according to Jewish law, for he erev Yiv Boiker, the day begins by night. Shabbos we know begins Friday night till Matzoy Shabbos. They kept Shabbos like the world was at that time, from Chatzos to Chatzos, from midnight to midnight. So it turns out that the Avos started Shabbos after the right time that we keep it. So it's not considered Goy Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Others say that the halacha is that Chatzis Shir is not over Nisa Daraisa. But that's only, Shurim were only set to Jews, not to Akum. So the Goyim, so the Avos would be Mechal Shabbos with a Chatzis Shir. So if they're considered Jews, they're not Mechal Shabbos. If they're considered Akum, it's considered they did Melocha on Shabbos. The Shas of Tshuvas Binyan Tzion says a different pshat. He said that a Jew, the definition of Shabbos is Lamites Melochas, as the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos. If somebody carries a heavy object in his house all day long, technically he was a Mechal Shabbos. But for an Akum, Shabbos means rest. So what they used to do was carry something heavy. If they're Jews, it's not Chil Shabbos, something heavy in the house. If they're not Jews, then it's considered Chil Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer gives a different teretz. He said that it was done, what they used to do was wear tzitzis. So a Jew wearing tzitzis is a malbush. And since it's a malbush, it's not considered Chil Shabbos. But a goy, it's not a malbush, and therefore it's considered Chil Shabbos. Others say, the Parashat Rachim gives another teretz, that they did do a minor malacha in order to not fall into category Goy Sheshavas Misa. The Rabbi Yosef Engel says that they did it Shnayim Shasua, two people together doing a malacha. And he says the halacha that we learned at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that Shnayim Shasua, if two people do a malacha, it's not considered Chil Shabbos, is only by a Jew, not by an Akum. Another teretz that they say that the entire halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chai Misa was only introduced after Kabbalah Satayra. But before Kabbalah Satayra, it was not introduced. Then, of course, the question is, if all of the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? So one teretz is that they only were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov married the two sisters in Chutz Laretz. Another teretz is that Gersh and his Geir Kikot Neshanol Domi, and therefore, since they were not technically related, they were not considered sisters. Another teretz is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to marry the two sisters. If Hashem told him to do it, he's allowed to do it. Of course, if we say it was only Avram Avinu who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not a problem. Another teretz that I saw is that the din of that you're not allowed to marry two sisters, that the office picked and chose which mitzvahs they want to do and which not. And Yaakov Avinu decided that he's not going to follow this. Another pshat I saw is that they only did mitzvahs. They didn't avoid doing aveiros. And Ramosha says that the kedushin that Yaakov Avinu made with the two sisters were not a kedushim gemurim, and therefore there's no problem of considered being married to two sisters. Amar Rav Avitamer of Ashi, Kaim Avraham Avinu Afil Erev Tavshilin. We know that when Yontif is on Friday, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos if you put an Erev Tavshilin. Avraham Avinu was so makbid that he made the Erev Tavshilin. Shenemar Tarotsi, Echa Taris Shebiksav Vecha Taris Bapeh. And here too, there's a serious discussion amongst the Mefarshim. Most Mefarshim say that the Gemara means to say very simple, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Erev Tashilin, which is something which is only a Derabonon, to show how important he kept everything. Another pshat that I saw is that why indeed are you allowed to cook on Friday, which is Yontif, for Shabbos? If you're not allowed to cook on one day for the next day, the answer is because when you're cooking on Friday, the reason that you're allowed to cook is because Hoylo Mikle Orchim. Guests may come. And since guests may come, so then you're cooking for those guests. But that heter only applies to an individual who has guests all the time. So the heter of Hoylo Mikle Orchim applies to such an individual. Avraham Avinu was the model of a person who had guests all the time. So that's why Avraham Avinu is the person who was most appropriate to keep Erev Tavshilin, which is all based on Hoyle Mikalei Orchim. There are many gersos in this. Al-Gemar has the gersa of Erev Tavshilin, but the Gross said that originally the right gersa was Ayin Tov, and it meant Erev Tchumim. The Pasuk says regarding Avraham Avinu, Ekev Asheshama Avraham Bekoili. Avraham kept the mitzvahs be'ekev with his feet. Erev Tchumim is related to the feet. Another pshat that I saw, the Chasam Sofer suggests, Erev Tavshila means that he was careful about Basar B'Cholov. Erev, he was careful not to mix up Tavshilin, foods that were milchigs, and foods that were fleshigs.